Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans. I was most unfortunate in my youth to come across a vomit-flavored one. And since then, I'm afraid, I've lost my liking for them. But I think I could be safe with a nice toffee. Hmm. A lot. Earwax.
All right there, Ron.
All right. You?
All right. Hermione?
Never better.
Another year gone. And now, as I understand it, the House Cup needs awarding. And the points stand thus. In fourth place, Gryffindor with 312 points. Third place, Hufflepuff with 352 points. In second place, Ravenclaw with 426 points. And in first place, with 472 points, Slytherin House. Yes, yes, well done, Slytherin, well done, Slytherin. However, recent events must be taken into account. And I have a few last-minute points to award. To Miss Hermione Granger, for the cool use of intellect, while others were in grave peril, 50 points. Second, to Mr. Ronald Weasley, for the best played game of chess that Hogwarts has seen these many years, 50 points. And third, to Mr. Harry Potter, for pure nerve and outstanding courage, I award Gryffindor House 60 points.
We're tied with Slytherin.
And finally, it takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to your enemies, but a great deal more to stand up to your friends. I award 10 points to Neville Longbottom. Calculations are correct, I believe that a change of decoration is in order. Gryffindor wins the House Cup.